The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Let's go! Yeah! For those of you that want to know what we're all about, it's like this, yo. This is 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, 100% reason to remember the name.
It's time to talk about the high school sports scene in Arizona and beyond. Welcome to the Coach's Corner with the coach, Scott Lovely. We are the first internet sports radio talk show focusing on the high school sports scene. And here's your host, Coach Lovely.
Good afternoon, good evening, Arizona high school sports fans. I am the coach, Scott Lovely, and welcome to today's Coach's Corner. Man, I tell you what, we're in the swing of summer, and this week, this past weekend, ASU had basketball games at their team camp. Teams are going off. I tell you what, it has absolutely been crazy over at Wells Fargo Arena and on the ASU campus with basketball teams taking shape this summer. I tell you what, there's been some transfers that have happened. Those of you who speculated for a long time as to whether Jerron Hopkins and Torrin Woods would stay at Basha. Well, they uprooted and went over to Dobson High School now. And I tell you what, they've been playing for a good coach. Coach McConnell's a very solid coach. So it's going to be interesting to see how that squad takes shape. He already had a decent team. You add those two superstars to that lineup, and the development that those two will experience under his tutelage will definitely be an amazing thing to watch this next season. Now, a lot of things are going on. Chaparral's hired their new coach, Dan Peterson, from I think he was over at Apollo High School. And shockingly enough, he still has not met the squad. He's not coaching the squad, not on the sidelines coaching them. So I don't know what's going on over at Chaparral. I'm hearing rumblings of things not going so well, but who knows, and would the people over at Chaparral be happy if they hired Phil Jackson? I don't think so. They'd be upset. So it's going to be interesting to see how that whole mess shakes out. So that's going on. Also, I'm making the rounds. I'm trying to get over to a couple different summer league games and leagues and take a look at some teams playing at different leagues. I've been at Deer Valley the last couple weeks, watching teams play out there. And the reason I've been out there is because a very good friend of mine was just named the new head basketball coach at Barry Goldwater High School. And we'll bring him on in a second. But I want to make sure I point out to you guys that if you have a summer league that's going on, please hit me up at coachlovely@gmail.com. Let me know. Send me a schedule, and I'll try and get out and see you. I know that Sunny Slope's having a summer league. I'm going to get out, see a couple teams over at Sunny Slope. That's Mondays and Wednesdays. So I'm going to head out over there and take a look at some of those teams, see what those squads look like. Like I said, I've been over at Deer Valley High School. I know there's a couple other leagues going on. So just hit me up at coachlovely@gmail.com, and I will come out, take a look at your league, and talk about the teams, and maybe interview you, the director of the league, on the air to talk about your summer league and how it's going. I'm going to hit up Jed over at Deer Valley and see if he'd be interested in coming on the show again and pump up his program and summer league he's got going over there. Now, new coaches. We've had all the new hires that have been going on. It's crazy right now. The Perry job is open. The St. Mary's job just opened this past week. So there's still a whole flurry of jobs that have come up, and they're all late. And rumor has it the Perry job is going to be filled, and that's going to create another opening. So there's still going to be people that are going to be playing musical chairs as we move into June. So it's interesting to see how basketball landscape is changing shape this late in the year. But One of the latest hires over at Barry Goldwater High School is Jesus Flores. He is the new head basketball coach for the Bulldogs over at Barry Goldwater High School, and he just got his first head coaching job. And I want to welcome Jesus Flores to the show. Coach, welcome to the show.
Scott, how you doing? Thank you for having me.
Man, I'm really excited. You know, I think it's great that you're another one of those guys. Last week we had Dustin Cooper on, who was an assistant coach for many years and got his first shot at a head job over at Mesquite High School. You have been one of those guys that maybe not a lot of people recognize the name, but I guarantee you recognize his face because he's been around working hard, diligently. He was over at Arcadia High School with me, over at Highland High School with me, over at Westwind Prep, took over the Westwind Prep post-grad team when that imploded, and did a great job there, and finally has gotten his due and has gotten his first head coaching gig. So, Coach, congratulations.
Thank you. I feel very blessed and, you know, grateful of this opportunity and I'm very excited.
So, Coach, let's talk about your basketball background. The people listening want to know a little bit about who is Jesus Flores, where do you come from, what's your basketball background? Let's talk about that first.
I'm originally from Chihuahua, Mexico, but I grew up in West Texas. My dad's a basketball coach in Mexico, coach semi-pro. I played high school in Alpine, Texas, but then I attended UTEP, Texas El Paso, and I had the opportunity to work for Coach Billy Gillespie and Doc Fowler when they were at UTEP. And right after that, I came to Arcadia. You gave me the opportunity. You gave me an interview and believed in me. And I coached with you, what, 5 years?
Yeah, it's
5 years.
And
it was Arcadia, Highland, then you have Westwind Prep, and I stayed last year at Westwind Prep, and now I have the opportunity, you know, to be at Barry Goldwater.
So, Coach, that was a long road, you know, going from Chihuahua, Mexico to Texas, then to Phoenix, and I know that the reason you came back to Phoenix is because your beautiful wife and her family are located here in the Phoenix area, and you guys met in college and wanted to come back and be near family, correct?
Yeah, I met my wife at college. She played softball with the basketball program, and she graduated a year early, so my last year at UTEP, I actually was looking for jobs in Texas. I had a job that I was going to get in Austin, Texas, but my wife said, you know what, I'm going to Phoenix. I don't know what you're doing. So I had to drop that one out, and I had to follow over here to Phoenix. And like I said, that's when I interviewed with you, and you gave me the opportunity.
Okay, so now, Coach, let's talk a little bit about you're in your first, 3 weeks now, I guess, over there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so you're in your first 3 weeks over there, and you know, people are kind of wondering what you know, that Goldwater program has kind of been up and down, and mostly down the last several years. It's been a little bit inconsistent, and you know, we've talked a lot about the program and the things around the program, but people are probably wondering what's the new program going to look like? What's the Bulldog program going to look like with Jesus Flores driving the at the helm?
Well, first of all, you know me, and I'm very big and on character and off the court as well as in the court, on the court. I'll be on campus. I'll be teaching Spanish, and I think that's great because I get to see the kids and, you know how they're doing, great classes. I know who misses class and all that. So outside the court, you know, is academics. Academics is a big thing for me, and making sure, you know, they're doing the right thing at school and you know, building character, just growing in, you know, as a person inside the court, defense, you know, getting up and guard somebody, you know, people's faces, being very vocal on defense. You always hear me say hands up, offense, you know, run, pushing the ball on transition. If we don't get we don't convert, you know, just bring the ball back and run our system.
Okay. Now, Coach, you're talking about up and down the court. You guys are going to get up and down the court a little bit?
Yes, sir. Yeah. You know, we're going to play hard on defense, and as soon as that shot goes up and try to, you know, box out, as soon as we know we have the ball, you know, try to push the ball, you know, throw the ball up ahead and get a quick basket, If not, you know, we don't have to force it. You know, I told my kids just bring it back and run your offense. See what options the defense will give you. Like you said, I'm only had it for 3 weeks. I only had the job for 3 weeks, and got to know the kids. I think the last, let me see, they were during finals, and it was probably 2 days before they got out of for the last day of school, and the whole school is on being renovated. So to this day, I haven't been on our gym because it's been renovated. So we're using the middle school, Deer Valley Middle School gym, and there's also other schools and other sports trying to use the gym. So I haven't been able to really, you know, be in the court with the kids. So it's been a little bit difficult, but right now we're trying just to, you know, get to know each other, you know, trying to run our system and for them to know what I expect from them.
Okay. All right, good deal. Now, Coach, let's talk a little bit about what your outlook is for summer basketball. What is the purpose for summer basketball in your mind?
For me, because it's my first year, I think it would be a little bit different than other years. If it was another, you know, regular year where I had the job, it would be, you know, exposure for the kids. Those kids are at the freshman level and JV level, trying to, you know, get exposure with varsity level games and competing against those varsity kids from other schools. You know, just trying to get that feel for a strong competition. You know, coming from JV to varsity is a little bit different. But me now, because I just I'm the new coach and only had it 3 weeks, is getting to know the kids. You know, getting to know the kids for them to get to know me, have that chemistry. You know, right now we're just running basics of our offense. So right now it's not about wins and losses; it's just about getting to know each other. Because it was so late, I am missing a lot of kids. There's a lot of kids that are on vacation. A lot of kids that didn't get to come out and that I don't know about yet. So, you know, I'm just working with some of the kids that I have right now.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about the fact. I mean, your roster right now is not loaded with returning players, correct? I mean, from what I understand, you have very few returners.
Yes, sir. I have two kids that played varsity last year. One was injured, so he played half of the season. The other kid is a freshman, was a freshman last year, and he played also half of the season, you know, at the varsity level. I have other kids. I got two incoming freshmen playing for me. I have some sophomores and juniors, so we're very young. That's one of the things I like. You know, we're young.
Right, you'll be able to shape them and actually get some experience and come back stronger as a result. That's good.
Yes, sir.
That's good. Okay, so let's talk. You know, I want to ask you the question, Coach. If you think about where you're at and what your goals are for the Goldwater program, maybe give us a little bit of a peek inside of your mind, taking over this job for the first time, being first-time head coach, and trying to turn a program that's kind of struggled.
Yeah, you're right. I think for first year, is, you know, starting right now, is just laying the foundation of what my philosophy is. You know, like I said, summer ball is, you know, get to know the kids because I really don't know them. I don't know their skills yet. I don't know who. I'm trying to get some film from last year, and I haven't been able to, just to get to know the kids and how they play. But, you know, starting with this year, just laying the foundation of my philosophy and for them to know what I expect, you know, from them. And I don't know, you know, they have they get used to last year, and like I said, I don't know them from last year. So I want to apply that new philosophy.
Okay. Now, have you had a chance to look at your schedule? Because you got a pretty tough schedule ahead of you, Coach.
I do. I did look over it, and I'm trying to look for it online right now, but I can't get it. But I know I have some difficult schools coming up and some tough competition.
Yeah, you guys are in Section 1, Division 1?
Yes, sir.
and I mean, you guys are in the same division as Mountain Point and some of the other schools that are big schools. So you're at the biggest level, and you took over a program last year that was, what I think they had one win, 1-25. So you've got a little bit of building that you got to take place and build up the program there. What we're going to do right now, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have more with our conversation with Coach Jesus Flores, the new head coach at Barry Goldwater High School. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the coach, Scott Lovely. We'll be right back after these messages.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
We some hard hitters, we some hard hitters.
Hard-hitting radio is a new kind of sports and entertainment show. Your hosts are NFL veterans Mark McMillan and co-host Byron Evans. It's an hour of hater-free radio every week. You'll hear interviews with top athletes, celebrities, coaches, and fans. It's humor, hits, and conversation. Hard-hitting radio is on with McMillan and Evans. Listen Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Network.
Tune in to a show about making a comeback and what really goes on behind the scenes with your favorite athletes and beyond. Listen for The Comeback Radio Show with Tony Farmer. A lot of people believe what they read on the internet, hear and see in the media, and on the news. We're going to give our guests the chance to tell the real story without the extra hype. It's not just sports, although that will be a focal point of the program. We'll also look at the world of celebrities, music, modeling, and more. Listen every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Sports.
Kevin Lewis has been a student of the game his entire life, from Little League to the NFL. Tune in Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on Voice America Sports. Hustling with K. Lewis. It's not where you start, it's how you finish.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
This is the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm Coach Scott Lovely, and right now we're joined by head coach at Barry Goldwater Bulldogs, Jesus Flores. And right now we're talking about his basketball schedule this next season. It's a very tough schedule. And as we're looking at the schedule, Goldwater's in Division 1, Section 3. And in looking at your schedule, Coach, I mean, you guys have Sandra Day O'Connor, which actually that job just opened up, so there's going to be a new coach taking over that program as well. And then you have Paradise Valley, Mountain Ridge, North Canyon, Desert Ridge, Deer Valley. You've got some pretty tough teams on here, and Pinnacle a couple times. You actually, I don't know if you're going to play Westwind Prep again, but they were on the schedule last year, along with Brophy College Prep, Fairfax, St. Mary's. You've got a pretty tough schedule in looking at this schedule, Coach.
Yes, sir. Like you said, you know, St. Mary's, Fairfax, and Pinnacle with Coach Wild, you know, great coach, great person. You know, they always got them playing right and playing tough. And there's some big schools that they play very hard and they have great coaches. And you know, we just have to, you know, get ready and play tough.
Now, even looking at this schedule, it's funny because as I was looking at this schedule, it just popped into my head, is that you're not afraid of tough schedules. Most people aren't aware of what you were doing last year because, you know, the post-grad team at Westwind Prep plays a very intense schedule, and you played and coached against some of the best coaches in the state and in the nation this last year. Let's talk a little bit about your experience and your travels last year as you took over the post-grad program over at Westwind. Let's talk about your trips, what you experienced as you went out on the road.
Yeah, I got the opportunity, you know, to play Finley Prep twice, both times at Finley, and you know, they're a great team. They have a great coach, and they're high level, you know, kids, high level players. And
yeah, ESPN top ten team, I believe.
Yes, sir. I think they were number two at the time.
Yeah, number two.
Number two. Also, we went back east and played Okio Academy. You know, they were number one, and Coach Mid has a great thing going over there. You know, have great players all the time, and I got the opportunity to coach against him and play. You know. We had about 4 to 5 Division One players, and their teams, Okio Academy and Finley Prep, they always have, you know, 8 to 10.
Well, and also when you talk Division One players, you're talking guys that on your team were Division One players, but were low end Division One players, and the guys on the Oak Hill and the Finley Prep team were the top 15, top 20, Division One type programs. That's where they're looking at going. So there's still, even at that level, a difference in talent.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We also had a couple of tournaments in California, you know, playing against other preps, Stormridge Prep and La Jolla Prep with Coach Truzell. You know, he always has great players over there. He always sends some kids to Division One. Also back east, you know, St. Thomas, who else?
And you were actually able to even hold your own against a lot of these teams with, I'm going to say, a lighter squad.
Yes, sir. Yeah, yes, sir. You're right. You know, they're a great team. So, you know, we stuck together. We stuck with them for a little bit. But they're great teams and have great coaches. So, you know, they came out of that timeout and they just said, you know, let's play, let's win, and that's what they did.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you for joining us, my man. I know there's a couple people you want to thank, you know, as you leave. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to give you the mic and let you, you know, send out your thank yous, because I know a lot of people helped you get to where you're at. So I'm going to let you give them some due now.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. I appreciate it. My wife, man, she's been great. She's been very supportive of me every year, every school I've been. You, Scott, for giving me the opportunity, you know, when I came out of college, you believe in me, and through all these years, you know, you give me the confidence to come up for my head job. You know, the administration at Barry Goldwater, you know, all the coaching fraternity here in Arizona, you know, great coaches have been very supportive. Coach BZ Arcadia, Commander King, you know, Coach Wendler, Mayan Point, and Coach Desitos. So, you know, I could go for days just thanking people a bit, but, you know, I think that's it for now.
All right. Okay. Hey, Coach, I want to thank you for joining us, and good luck, and we'll be following the Bulldogs this season, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay. Have a great one. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to transition over, you know, and what's great about high school sports is you get to watch programs develop. You get to watch a coach take over a program and mold that program and shape that program. And I'm going to tell you right now, keep an eye on Barry Goldwater. The next 2 to 3 years, that program is going to take shape, and it's going to mature into a program, and it's going to look different than it looks at this point. This is a young, up-and-coming, hot coach you need to pay attention to. All right, so next up, we're going to transition, talk about taking over a program and changing its shape. Our next guest is a new head coach, and this is his first head coaching job, but he is at the next level. He is at NAU, and I want to welcome to the show Coach Jack Murphy. Coach, welcome to the show.
Scott, how are you, man? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. I know that you're out on the road, right?
Yeah, I'm on the road, but, Coach, I really appreciate you having me on.
Hey, not a problem, Coach. I want to you know, first off, I have not told anybody why you're coming on the show other than the fact that you got some surprise news for all the coaches in the state of Arizona. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and let you now go ahead and make your announcement.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to come on today and announce our first coaches clinic up in Flagstaff. The NAU coaches clinic is going to be August 3rd and 4th. Up here in Flagstaff, I've got a great lineup of coaches coming in. I have a few more surprises up my sleeve I'm working on, but currently we're going to have Josh Pastner, the current head coach from the University of Memphis. Damon Stoudemire, former Arizona great and NBA great point guard, is going to be up here.
He's now
Mike Dunlap,
Memphis,
associate
right?
head coach from St. John's University. Everybody remembers well. He's won multiple Division II national championships at Metro State in the Denver area. Also coached on the NBA level. Chad Iske, who directs the Denver Nuggets defense for Coach Carl there in Denver. Chad Iske is going to be joining us. Jamal Mosley from the Cleveland Cavaliers is going to be coming out. And also I have Tim Gergerich, one of the all-time great coaches, both NBA and college. Many people remember him from back when he was with Jerry Tarkanian. And then also through with the Seattle Supersonics and on into the NBA with the Portland Trailblazers and most recently of the world champion Dallas Mavericks from a year ago. So Coach Gergerich is going to be joining us. So it's going to be a great coaches clinic up here, and we're going to be excited to have all the high school, junior college, and just prep, whoever wants to come, all the coaches from the, around the area are more than welcome to come up, and we're going to have information on our website, NAUathletics.com.
I'm also going to take and put the flyer that you sent me, I'll put that on the Coach's Corner Facebook page. And also, you know, you guys have a Twitter for the NAU Coaches Clinic?
We do. I believe, and my man, my main assistant, Vic Safari, does a great job for me, especially within the state of Arizona. He did the Twitter account this afternoon. I believe it's NAU Coach Clinic, at NAU Coach Clinic is the Twitter handle. And we're going to be putting out updates as they come forward. You know, I'm still working on a couple NBA head coaches to get them out there. I didn't want to put their names out there until I have them confirmed, but it's going to be a great clinic. Anytime you can sit and talk basketball with a Mike Dunlap or a Josh Pastner or, you know, a NBA assistant coaches, I mean, it's a great day. And myself and my staff, we're going to be there as well. We're going to get out there. And I know we're in the NAU's in the hunt right now for a new women's coach, so I'm sure she's going to be there as well. So we're welcoming any coaches around the state, men's or women's. You're more than welcome to come up for the coaches clinic.
Now, as I'm looking at this flyer, Coach, you guys have chalk talk set up. You also have on-court demonstrations set up. So it looks like it's going to have a lot of information.
It really is. What we have to do with the NBA coaches is they're not allowed to use college players as demonstrators. So with the three NBA assistants we're bringing in right now, and we're hoping to get more, what we'll do with them is we'll have a chalk talk session where they can draw diagram plays up, do a lot of Q&A, go through what their game prep is on that level, offensively and defensively. Obviously in the NBA, so much of their game is pick and roll game. So we're going to have one session just about pick and roll actions, guarding them, and then teaching pick and roll. And we'll have another action about half-court sets, late-game sets. Obviously, that's a huge thing in the NBA that we can translate to high school and college.
Wow. That's going to be a great clinic, Coach. And it's going to be, again, August 3rd and 4th up at NAU.
August 3rd and 4th at the Roll Activity Center. We're hoping to pack the joint out. And Coach, I mean, Coach Lovely, hopefully you can do the show syndicate or you know, a remote location that weekend. Maybe on
Friday. You know what? Maybe we'll do that. We'll figure out a way to get the show done up there, and we'll sit and talk to a couple of the coaches, and then we'll play it on Monday.
That would be great. That would be great. Now, we're going to have a lot of great coaches. And like I said, I'm still working on a couple different guys. And you know, some of the people that may come may just want to do a Q&A or just hang out with the high school coaches, junior college coaches that come up. So it's really going to be laid back. A lot of the information, especially for hotels, is going to be on the flyer we send out on our website because it's so important. The Arizona Cardinals are going to be up at that time. So they're going to have fall camp going on. The Cardinals be in town. We'll have the coaches' clinic going on. It'll be a great time to be in Flagstaff.
Well, I was going to ask if there was going to be a limit put on the camp. Are you guys going to allow only a certain number of coaches, or are you just going to leave it opened up?
No, we're leaving it open up. I mean, obviously, if we get so much interest within the next month or so, and we have to revisit that, then maybe that's something we'll look at. But for right now, we're just, the more the merrier. The more, you know how it is, Coach. This is a coaching brethren. We're a fraternity, and we've got to stick together. So the more the merrier.
Okay, now, Coach, you guys have you guys have been really busy here the last several weeks, actually the last couple months since getting hired, signing kids left and right, and the whole program is starting to change shape a little bit. Do you think you can stay with us for a couple seconds and talk about that after the break?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay. Excellent. What we're going to do then is we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue with Coach Jack Murphy, the NAU head basketball coach. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach Scott Lovely. We'll be back after these messages.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
When it comes to youth and high school football, listen each week to Coach Al Gross at First and Ten Football. Coach covers vital topics relating to the latest trend on a national level. Join Coach as he interviews personalities from the NFL, NCAA, and the top high school coaches from around the country. Catch all the interviews and get in-depth information online at www.firstandtenfootball.com. Your national resource for youth and high school football. First and Ten Football airs Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Sports.
If you want to talk about the East Coast sports scene, particularly from the Southeast, make sure you tune in to the Jeff Owen Show every Tuesday. Yeah, we'll talk about some of the other teams and news that's out there, but host Jeff Owens and co-host Tasha Humphrey know the inside and out of the Georgia college sports world, and they were born there, raised there, and still live the scene. We'll talk about every sport imaginable. Tune in on Tuesday at 7 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. in the West, on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Listen to Sports Talk at the Positive Pub every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel. Gil Tyree talks to sports newsmakers, playmakers, and story breakers. You, the hardcore, interactive, and novice fan, can join the show via your phone calls and emails. Sample what's good, right, and positive about the world of sports every week. Begin your week in a positive way with Sports Talk from the Positive Pub. Be here every Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
This is the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll-free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach Scott Lovely, and right now we're joined by head coach at NAU, Jack Murphy, who I think it was 2 months ago he got the job up at NAU and has hit the ground running, man, making some big noise up in the northwest northern Flagstaff area. Coach, let's talk a little bit about what you guys have done. I mean, because you've signed some great players, some great local talent, and pulled it up to Flagstaff since coming on board. Let's talk about, you know, some of these kids you've picked up here just recently.
Yeah, you know, obviously everyone knows Dwayne Russell, Peoria High School state champion, state player of the year. He's a fantastic player, really solidified the class. We have a fantastic point guard up here, Stalin Saldivar, who's going to be a senior for us, who's one of the top assist to turnover ratios players in the country, actually, returning. But we had no put on roster behind him. So my staff and I, we kind of scattered across during April, and I luckily was able to pop into Peoria one afternoon, had a great conversation with Dwayne and his uncle, his coach, and whatnot, and they called me up about a week later and wanted to come up for an unofficial. They came on up, and he decided to join on. So it's been great to have Dwayne on campus. He's fantastic. Cameron Forte, who transferred from Texas Tech, is one of the most prolific scorers in the state's history. He's got a bright, bright future. And Bryce Gosar from Sunny Slope has, you know, a bright future as well. He had a great career there at Sunny Slope, and he's walking on for us, but he's working hard already and really showing how tough he is in our workouts we've been going through.
Now, see, it's funny because I've been saying for years that the one thing that Flagstaff was missing was local talent. They weren't picking up local talent. They were missing out on kids that were really quality basketball players that would love to play in the state of Arizona. And now you stepped in and bam, right out of the chute, you grabbed all these good ball players from this area. And that's going to make a major impact on the attendance.
No question. We've already sold out of season tickets at Peoria High School. So now we just have to get over to Sunny Slope and Hancock and then get all the people driving up the Flagstaff and fill up the Sky Dome. Because here's the bottom line. We have a ton of alumni in the Valley. We have a ton of alumni in the Northern Arizona region between Prescott, Sedona, Williams, Ash Fork, wherever, and in Flagstaff. We only play 12 home games. So we're playing a football-type schedule at home where it's not 30 games that you have to drive back and forth. It's not many games. Come on up, see the local talent. You have Dwayne Russell, former state player of the year, Cameron Forte, who led the state in scoring. Like I mentioned, Bryce Sark. There's two other great freshmen we signed, Jordan Martin out of Las Vegas, Nevada, and Blake Hamilton out of California, CIF MVP out of Southern California. So we're really going to play a fun and exciting brand of basketball. And exactly what you said, Coach, the Phoenix market is huge for us. The talent down there in high school is getting better. The 13, 14, and 15 classes down in that area are fantastic, and we're going to recruit them very, very hard.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about who you guys have coming into the end of the Flagstaff to play this year. What's your schedule look like?
Well, if you want to see some great games, hop on the airplane with us because we go to Oregon, to UNLV, to Arizona, to BYU, and to Colorado.
Holy smoke.
I got it written in my contract that I get paid like double my salary if I win the Pac-12, so I'm going for it. But we have at home, we have Montana State, obviously, two of the better teams in the league. We have all the league teams, like 10 league games at home. Montana State, Weber State, all those schools are coming to the Flagstaff. And then we also play Loyola Marymount and Sam Houston State. We tip off December 1st against Sam Houston State at home on a Saturday. Then a few days later, we play Loyola Marymount, and then league action starts around December 17th at home.
Okay. All right, Coach. Well, hey, I know you guys are – is there anything else you want to talk about right now? Any news you want to give to people down here?
No, Coach, I just appreciate you, Scott. You do a great job not only for myself and giving us a venue to talk about what's going on with our program, but for all of high school athletics around the state. I think it's important that people realize the job that you do, the attention that you bring to the game of basketball, because that helps everyone. When high school basketball is better in the state of Arizona, it's not only better for the high school coaches, but it's better for the college coaches. So I appreciate what you do, Coach, and I just hope it keeps going strong, and anytime you need me, I'm just a phone call away.
Hey, Coach, I want to thank you for joining us. Hello, is he there still? I don't know if we lost him. I know he was out in a caravan, and so he knew service was going to be a little bit spotty. But that's why I kind of wanted to go ahead and let him go while we had a clean connection. Well, I want to thank Coach Murphy for joining us. And there you have it. You know, some big news coming out of NAU. The Lumberjacks are hosting a basketball coaches clinic August 3rd and 4th, Friday and Saturday. Great lineup. Jamal Mosley, Chad Itzke, Mike Dunlap, Al LaRosque, Josh Pastner, Damon Stoudemire, Coach Murphy, and he's working on some other people to come in also and give some tidbits and stuff, and some great coaches. I was told some information offline, and once that stuff's available to be given to you, I'll make sure that I'll get that information out to you. But I'm going to post the flyer online. so that you can go ahead and grab it, pull it down, sign up for it, get it in right away. Again, the NAU basketball, men's basketball program is hosting a coaches clinic August 3rd and 4th up at NAU. On the and it's going to be a great clinic, so make sure that you get signed up. They're also looking to get your Twitter feed. If you guys aren't on Twitter, get on Twitter, because there's instant news that comes out on Twitter that doesn't always come out on in the newspapers. There's stuff that's broken long before the newspaper gets it. I'd get a Twitter account. You can follow my Twitter account at Coach Lovely. A lot of the high school coaches are starting to follow suit and jump online on Twitter and have Twitter accounts, which is great because it's giving their programs a little bit more exposure. And we've got some great stuff on tap for this year coming up that you're going to want to be following us on Twitter, and you're going to want to be on Facebook. You can go to the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely on Facebook, and then that way you have all the latest updated information there as well. What we're going to do right now is I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back from the break, we're going to wrap up this week's show. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach, Scott Lovely. We'll be back after these messages.
Internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Play ball. If you're looking to talk baseball, even in the off season, look no further than the King's Corner, talking baseball with former World Series champion Jim Leyritz. Jim's known for a rather controversial stance during his show. He's brutally honest and ready to talk with current and former players, owners, and other key figures to bring you baseball from an insider's view. You won't want to miss a single episode. The King's Corner, talking baseball with Jim Leyritz, is heard every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel. Do you love sports talk? Can't get enough sports talk? Have we got a show for you? It's about the NFL training camps, Super Bowl previews, a look at the new starting quarterbacks, and weekly key injuries. We'll take your calls and emails right on the air. Former Philadelphia Eagle James Loving is your host, and you never know who'll drop by for a co-host spot or an interview on the spot. Tune in to Loving That Sports Talk with James Loving every Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Ready for in-your-face sports? Want to talk about the topics that nobody else is willing to talk about, either because they're too scared to touch them or just don't think it's the way to go? You're not going to be shy here. Tune in to Here's the Deal with Mega and Steel, featuring Ike Mega Griffin and Sydney Steel Justice. We've got the facts to back up the talk and invite you to join us every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, just before the weekend on the Voice America Sports Channel. We tell it like it is.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
This is the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll-free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach, Scott Lovely. And, you know, we started out with high school, then we went to the college level, talked a little bit with Coach Murphy about NAU and the Lumberjacks' upcoming season and what he's got on tap. Now, we got to wrap up the show. But wrapping up the show tonight, we're going to talk about the NBA. That's right, NBA basketball is coming to a climactic ending. You've got the NBA championship finals getting ready to tip off tomorrow night with the Oklahoma City Thunder, formerly the Seattle Supersonics, and the Miami Heat. Now, I tell you what, there are so many people that are now donning Thunder jerseys, T-shirts, and hats walking around because everybody wants to see Oklahoma win a title because they don't want to see LeBron get a ring. So now here's the funny thing about it. LeBron James this last season, actually just recently, has started proving that he's capable of performing in the fourth quarter. All the fourth quarter jokes, all the, you know, what happens when you give LeBron a dollar and ask him for change, he's going to give you 75 cents because he doesn't understand what a fourth quarter is. All those jokes and everything that everybody was making and people were talking about last year, you can no longer make those jokes about LeBron James because in the last several months, LeBron James has really stepped up his play and taken over and put his team in a position to win a championship. Now, he's under a lot of fire. It doesn't seem to matter what he does. It's not going to be right. And joining me right now is my executive producer and often guest. I love having him on the show, Ray Ellis. Ray, let's talk about the phenomenon that is LeBron James.
Coach, you know, it's amazing to me how so many people out there, it just appears that nobody really wants to see this young man be successful. I think that he's done as much as he possibly can for the game of basketball. I mean, if nothing else, the mere fact that he understood the position that he was in and the freedom and the latitude he had to decide where he wanted to play and to make that decision, I think was a sign of maturity in terms of an athlete understanding how the process works. And he chose to play with some teammates of which he felt a connection with, and chemistry is very important in basketball. Let me just tell you how important chemistry is to basketball. The greatest team ever assembled in basketball was the Dream Team. It was so important for that chemistry to be as close to perfection as it possibly be that they decided to not have Isaiah Thomas a part of that team because Michael Jordan felt as if he did not feel he could compete and play with Isaiah as a teammate. And so, therefore, Isaiah was left off that team. So for LeBron to think about where he wanted to play and the chemistry and the makeup of his teammates in order for him to be successful, I think that was pretty mature on his part.
Well, but you know what? I don't think that people hated LeBron James for making the decision the way he made the decision. I think that LeBron took a lot of heat for the arrogance and the manner in which he decided how to do it and when he did it and the whole bit. So now here we are, fast forward a full season after that, and now his team is in its second NBA championship season, or a second NBA finals, and last year they fell short with Dallas. This year they've got Oklahoma City, another team that has not won a championship, and I have to say, I'm looking at this objectively, and I'm going to say, I think the Thunder, having a home court advantage in this series, I think they're going to get a win. I think they're going to get their NBA championship this year.
Well, I have to defer, and let's say this. I'm going to defer to you in terms of what you're saying, in terms of who you believe will win. I'm going to objectively be different, and I'm going to go and jump on the bandwagon, if you will. And I've been on that bandwagon of LeBron James for a very long time. But I think what's happening here is, you know, we're actually in a time period of which the reins have been, I mean, they're being pulled away. They're not being handed over. I mean, Kobe didn't want to give it up. Certainly Kobe wanted to hold on to it. The Big Three didn't want to give it up. But there are, you know, new young men and very young men. This OKC team is a very young team. Perhaps
very young.
Perhaps maybe the youngest team ever in a finals championship when it comes to the age of those starters. But I think that the stage is so big. And I think it takes a lot of experience as well. I think what will happen is I think the experience will set in particular, I think this is when Dwayne Wade perhaps maybe will step up and shine. I think he's been injured throughout the playoffs, but I think he will step up and he will show the true professional that he is. And I think perhaps maybe he could be the MVP in these finals, but I certainly look for LeBron to play consistently the way he's been playing throughout this entire playoff series. But I think Dwayne Wade may step it up because he is the veteran. He's the only one that's been to the NBA championship and won.
on both teams. Well, no, not true. Derek Fisher on the Thunder. That's true.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying,
but yes,
yeah, and Fish, and I understand what you're saying about Fish. Fish brings that experience too, and Fish and Dwayne Wade. But Dwayne Wade is at a different place in his career now. Fish is a lot older than Dwayne Wade is, and I think for those reasons, I think Dwayne's going to pick it up. But LeBron's just going to be the consistent player that he's been. And you know what's really interesting about this, Coach? Big Shot Rob can get all the credit in the world for making the big shots, but he's not viewed as one of the greatest players. You know, here you have LeBron, one of the greatest players, and he hasn't made any of the big shots except to tie the games or to take them into overtime, and he can't get any love. So what do you have to do? Make the big shots and be the greatest player to get some love in basketball.
Well, you know, like I said again, I think the hatred for LeBron is more about the arrogance than it is about the decision. But as we look at this matchup, you've got the Thunder versus the Heat. You've got Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook. They've got their own big three. So you've got Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook. And I tell you what, James Harden is playing his butt off. This is the sixth man of the league, but I guarantee you this guy could start at a lot of NBA teams right now.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. He could probably start. But there are some people that are better in the role of a sixth man than they are as a starter. You know that, Coach. I don't have to tell you that.
That's true.
And I think perhaps maybe when you put that second unit in order for the starters to get a little bit of rest, you need somebody in there that's going to continue to carry the team. You need somebody who can, you know, score the basket for the team. And certainly that's what he can do.
Well, you know what? All questions will be answered tomorrow at 6 o'clock when the game tips off. The Heat versus the Thunder at OKC. And, you know, I tell you what, that place has been rocking.
There's no doubt about it. There will be, they won't have to worry about a lack of enthusiasm at either one of these arenas. I can tell you, and if they got the Richter scale for measuring of sound, I mean, it's going to be off the charts. Both of these teams are expecting and looking for a championship. There's not like any one of these teams at the beginning of the year did not expect to be where they are. Both these teams felt that they should be and would be exactly where they are. So there's no surprises right here. I mean, the surprise was the San Antonio Spurs looked too good for it to be true for a while there, and they kind of got everybody off track because they looked like the best basketball team in the NBA for a while there. But at the beginning of the year, there were people that felt that OKC would be right there challenging somebody from the West to be in the championship, and it was expected that LeBron and D-Wade and, of course, Bosch would be there in that championship series to play whoever. And so it played out the way it should.
And I don't want this point to slide right by. OKC upended San Antonio, man. San Antonio, which everybody believed if San Antonio had beat Oklahoma, it didn't matter who came out of the East, San Antonio was going to get another shortened season NBA title.
Yeah, but the thing about that, Coach, is that we know that the expectation was not for San Antonio to come out of the West and win it, even though they won 20 games in a row. But prior to that, you know, it was somebody, we were looking for either L.A. or perhaps maybe OKC was the favorite to come out of the West. I don't think San Antonio was in those early discussions. Now, on the Big Boy Show, I think somebody named, it rhymes with Ip, said perhaps maybe San Antonio in the preseason, you know, may have come out of that. But I just didn't see it. You know, Father Time catches up. And I think Father Time just did that with that team.
It so did we just, did we see the Celtics, did we see the final play of the big three from the Celtics?
Yeah, I think, I mean, you heard it. Paul Pierce talked about in one of his interviews that they almost didn't make it to, you know, to the end, halfway through the season without the team being disassembled. And Doc Rivers kind of, he led that direction in his conversations and some of his interviews of postseason as well. And the emotion was such that I think Doc knew that this team would not be this same team. I mean, every year there's always a different player or two, but I think he was looking at some of the mainstays in terms of the big three that it wasn't going to be the same next year. So I think we've seen the end of that. Yeah.
Well, I think that it's going to be an interesting series. I'm rooting for Oklahoma, and I'm rooting for Oklahoma for a couple reasons. One, I know Scott Brooks played against him in college, played against him, you know, often, and him and Todd Murphy in the UCI days. Those guys were great guys, and Scotty Brooks has been a great guy and has developed into a solid coach, and so I'm excited about them. I think Kevin Durant carries himself as a consummate professional and has a great image. And I think he's good for the game. And I think that he's the type of player that our young guys need to be looking up to and, you know, emulating and idolizing right now in the game. So I think that's good. I think Russell Westbrook, being a former Bruin, rooting for him. James Harden, ASU Sun Devil, know him, and Pendergraft, who's playing for Indiana Pacers right now. Those guys were great guys to me when they were at ASU. So I have a lot of connections to Oklahoma. I'm rooting for Oklahoma. Who knows how it's going to play out? Serge Ibaka's definitely played well. Kendrick Perkins is playing great for them. Nick Collison's playing very well for them. It's going to be interesting to see how Wade and James compete, and the key for them is going to be the play of Chris Bosh. And so we'll see how it all plays out. I know that this is going to be a great series. We're going to go 7 games, I believe. I think it's going to be a 7-game series. I don't think it's going to end any sooner than that. I think it's going to be 7, and I think it's going to be OKC. What's your pick?
Well, Coach, I'm really surprised at you. I think you led more with your heart than with your head. I'm just going to say it straightforward. I'm going to go what I think is the best team, and I think that, of course, is the Miami Heat. So I'm going to go with them. But I, too, have some friends over on the OKC side in particular. I've always not been very close, but, you know, we were playing ball at the same time, and I know Mo Cheeks and have spent some time with. So I'm glad to see Mo and Scotty together. I mean, those guys were teammates. And that's something very honorable, the way Mo was the shining star, and Scotty, I think, came late, the latter part of Mo's career, but he was a part of that team there in Philadelphia. So they got their roots go back to the city of brotherly love. But I just think that LeBron and D. Wade and Chris Bosh, I just think, listen, you can only put 5 basketball players on the court at one time. And if you've got 2 of the best in the entire league, then I think you've got the best team, you know. And so I think those 2 on that court, and you add Chris Bosh to that, I just think they should win. On paper, I think they should win. Now, in terms of the future, I think down the road, there definitely are a few championship belts that have OKC already engraved on it. I don't know if that'll happen this year, but I certainly think down the road, there's a couple belts with the team that they have now. If they're able to keep that team assembled, and I think they locked a couple of those guys into some long-term deals, I think they'll be okay.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a great series. It's going to be fun to watch, and I know I'm going to be sitting down watching a couple of these games. So thanks, Ray, for joining us.
Hey, thank you for having me, Coach. And hey, how about NAU up there? They're doing some great things as well.
They sure are. I'm going to look forward to watching that program develop under Coach Murphy's tutelage. All right, so that's the show for this week. I want to thank Coach Jesus Flores of Barry Goldwater Bulldogs. Good luck to you, brother. I want to thank Coach Jack Murphy for joining us. I want to thank Ray Ellis for popping in and talking some NBA. Also, this is the Coach's Corner. Remember, leave it better than you found it. We're out of here. Peace.
Game's over for another week, but come on back next Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific, for another discussion about high school sports and more on the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely on the Voice America Sports Channel.